Vayter in Shas Perek of Samech Vav, picking it up by a brand new Mishnah, a brand new Perek on Mana LeKohen Gadol, Mazel Tov, and being Messiah, the sixth Perek, and let's begin. So, first, I just want to give a little introduction, understand that when a man and a woman get married, the woman comes into the relationship, she might have certain property that she comes along with her into the relationship. What happens to that property? The answer is that the property can fall into one of two things. Either they can tell number one is called Nichse Malug, and the other could be Nichse Tzon Ubarzel, which I shall explain. Nichse Malug says, let's say, for example, she comes in with a piece of land. That is, that she says as follows, this land is my land. Now that I get married to you, I'm giving you this land, but it still remains mine in the event of divorce or death, then the land comes back to me. And that is whatever it is. If it goes up in value, it's mine. If it goes down in value, it's mine. But you get to use the payrus in the meantime. So all the apples that come off that ground, you can have, but the land still remains mine. That is the general standard principle practice of what happens when they get married. It's called Nichse Milog. But there's another opportunity. There's something called Nichse Tzon Barzel. And let's say the woman comes in. She says, you know what? I'll tell you what. I don't want to risk what's going to happen over these next couple of years. Maybe the land will go up in value, maybe it will go down in value. I want you to pay me if we get divorced or death, that I want the value of the land for what it is right now when we come to marriage. So let's say it's worth $100,000 and then they get married. So what ends up happening is that essentially she's giving him the land and that money is being put into the ksuba. So if he then dies or they get divorced, then she ends up getting the value of that. So let's say it was $100,000, she gets $100,000. Now the question is, can she actually take the land back itself? So certainly if the land went up in value or some sort of utensil or keli, whatever she had, if it goes in value, then she doesn't get that extra value. She'd have to pay for that. If it went down in value, then he'd have to pay her up to the amount of value to finish that sum. However, what about if it's intact? Does she get the original thing intact or only the money? That's going to be at the bottom of Amud Aleph going to Amud Beis. But at the very least, is the value of it. So it's as if it belongs to the husband, and now she just retains the value that she's going to get. But in the Nichse Milug, she retains the full status of it, and he just gets to eat the produce from it. Nichse Milug comes from a lashon of Milug, means to be plucked. So that is, it's like you own the chicken, the woman still owns the chicken, but the husband can pluck and he gets the pluckings, the fruits. As opposed to Tzon Barzel means it's really just Barzel, it's ironclad. You get the value of whatever it is, you're not going to lose out. And Tzon, because it used to be a time they used sheep to be able to go and evaluate it, but the point is that that's called Tzon Barzel. With that information, let's jump in. Here we go. Zak the Mishnah. Almana leKohen Gadol, but you know it's an usher relationship. A widow is not allowed to marry Kohen Gadol, but if he does, it is chal. Grusha v'chalutza leKohen Hedyo, it's also not allowed, but it's chal. Chnisu lo avdei melug v'avdei tzon barzel. Let's say she comes into the relationship with either avdei melug, meaning she retains the ownership of it, but the work goes to the husband, or avdei tzon barzel, meaning she's saying that I'm giving it over to you. I just want the value afterwards. Avdei melug lo yochav b'tshuma. If it's avdei melug, meaning she still retains status and ownership over it, then it doesn't eat. Rashi says, Lafisha ain't shalav, he chalala. She becomes chalala because she's also to have this relationship, and she's not eat. And we'll come to Gemara, the first time, and the Gemara is going to explain the reason why. And Avdi Tzon Barzel Yochel, but if Avdi Tzon Barzel gave it over to him, then they are allowed to eat. Ve'elu hein Avdi Malug. And this is what it means, Avdi Malug. Im Mesu, Mesu La. If they end up dying, it's her law. She ends up losing because the Malug again, and she retains the ownership. Vemosiu, and if something extra comes from it, they end up growing in value or in numbers. So then what happens? It's for her. Afal Pishu Chayiv B'mezonos Sam. Even though he is Chayiv as a husband to sustain them, support them, Harelu Lo Yuchel B'Truma, they're not allowed to have Truma because they're, yes, to support them, sustain them because he's the property of the wife. But they're not allowed to have Truma because the wife herself is not allowed to have Truma also. Veluhein of the Avdei Tzon Barzel, and this is of them, they're called Tzon Barzel. Im Mesu. Mesulo, because the Tzon Barzel is that he gives it over to, she gives it to him, and she just takes the value afterwards, right? So it dies for him. Vimo siro sirulo, then he gains. Hol v'hu chayav achrius, and he is chayav in their achrayas. Hare elu yochel b'truma, since he's chayav in their achrayas, therefore they can actually end up eating truma. Now, what about a bas yisrael? A regular relationship, which is totally mutter. A bas yisrael, she nisses the coin, she goes and she marries the coin. Arashi says, bas yisrael, she nisses the coin, afilo avdei melug, even the ones that belong to her, she'enim shalol, aren't his, still yochel kini truma, dahainu kaninu, she kan. Shekana Kinyan. This is Kinyan of Shekana Kinyan. It's the acquisition of something which he acquired. V'alfina megamar, the Kinyan of Shekana Kinyan Ochel. That which comes off the thing that belongs to him, he can go ahead and they're allowed to eat from him. So Basis Shoshin, this is Lakohen, V'echnisa lo avadim, she comes in with avadim, bein of day malug, bein of day, son barzel, hare elu, yochlu b'truma, they can eat truma, she's allowed to eat truma, they're allowed to eat truma. Beautiful, Bas. Kohen, Shanice is a soul. Let's say you have the daughter of a Kohen who originally was eating from her father's house, but then she goes and marries a Yisrael, but she can't have Truma anymore. V'chisul Avadim, she comes in with Avadim, Bein Avdim Aluk, Bein Avdim Tzom Barzel. Both of them are Elu Lo Yuchu B'Truma, they can't even Truma because now they went into the world of Yisraelim. Frek the Gemara, V'Avdim Aluk, Lo Yuchu B'Truma. You tell me that if an Elmano is not allowed to marry Kohen Gadol, but goes into that relationship with Avdim Aluk, they can't even with Truma, Amai, why not? Lehaviki Kinyanu Shekana Kinyan. Just what we know, the general rule is that something that he did a Kinyan in, and that thing he did a Kinyan in, meaning the woman has a Kinyan, and she was made a Kinyan in Avadim, then that becomes his Kinyan also. The Tanya, into the Brisa, Minayin Lekohen Shenasa Isha. How do we know if a Kohen goes and he marries a woman? Ve'kana Avadim. Or he goes and he is Kona Avadim. Where are you? V'kana Avadim. Sheyochel b'truma, they're allowed to go and eat truma. Shanama, the pasuk says, V'kohen ki yikna nefesh kinyan kaspo hu yochel bo. Right, so it says pretty straightforward. The Kohen, when he goes and he acquires a soul, it's a kinyan kaspo of money, hu yochel bo, he's allowed to go ahead and he's allowed to eat from his property. That's a straight up pasuk there. Hu yochel bo, V'kohen ki yikna nefesh kinyan kaspo. That's the actual pasuk itself. U'minayin le'isha shekanta avadim, v'avadav shekano avadim, sheyochel b'truma. How do you know that if the wife that she acquired, she gets avadim, or if they avadim get avadim, they would eat truma? Shanama, the pasuk says, V'kohen ki yikna nefesh kinyan kaspo. Kinyan kaspo, hu yochel bo. It's a kinyan kaspo, and therefore they eat from it. Rashi says, kinyan kaspo, kor yisera, that's extra. V'darshinan de lahachi yasa, the midarshan, that's what it's coming for. V'hachi mashma, kohen yikna kinyan kaspo, nefesh, sha'avdo yikna eved, hu yochel bo. So the eved, why is the eved? Going to eat from a woman because the eved can eat from it. So what's going on here? Why are you saying that it is a problem? Kinyanu shekana kinyan ochel. So if your kinyan goes in kind of something, it's a kinyan ochel they could eat. Says the Gemara, good point. Sounds like it really should be able to eat, but there's one problem over here, and here's the rule. Kol ha'ochel meichel. Anyone who's able to eat themselves, they can have other people eat. And since this woman's not able to, because she's a chalala, she can't have other people eat. Kol she'ein ochel, einu meichel. And that's this case of the woman. Velo, says the Gemara, really, is that true? You're telling me someone who can't eat can't go and cause someone else to eat? Very arel, v'chola, tameim. What about an arel that's a kohen who doesn't get a bismillah, or somebody who is now tamei, and therefore they're not allowed to have truma, there's still a lot of cause other people to eat truma. She'en ochel machilin, right? The Kohen who marries, who's in theory allowed to eat truma, but he happens to be an oral, he's going to get a bismillah, he can't eat it. But if he marries a woman, that woman's allowed to eat truma. And also someone who's tame. So they're not eating, they're able to cause to eat. So Gemara, nah, that's not a rai over here, because hasam pumayu kayuvlu. In that case, it's talking about with the mouth that's hurting them. Rashi says what that means is klomer mechusrei takantahim. They're missing the takana here. Just fix it, you know, fix the bruise, and you're good to go. Aval omdim nitakin v'ochol v'lechol of wrong chop. But those are again klomer mechusrei takantahim. Aval omdim nitakin v'lechol. They're just lacking due to takana. Put ointment, put a cream, do the medicine, and then you can go eat. Aval zusha hayan nas is chalala. This one's chalala. Ain la tikun olam. She has no fix at all, and therefore she can go and cause someone else to eat. As far as that really true, v'hayar mamzer she ain't ochel meichel. We know cases of a mamzer can't eat but can cause others to eat. Rashi says we're talking about a case of a bas yisrael that goes and marries a kohen. And then they have a daughter. That daughter goes and marries a mamzer. They end up having a son. And then umesa, then everybody dies. Mesa va ben kayim. Everyone dies except for the woman and the original wife and her grandson who's a mamzer. Vere aim emo aches coin, ochels bishvilo truma, she can eat it, lacher misses baila, lafishi eshlo zerim in a coin. The rule is as long as the zerim in a coin, if a basi soul marries a coin, she can eat truma, but if he dies and they have no children, he can't. But if there is zerim, he can. So here we see, could the dambe safe of pirka. We're going to see the end of our parakas on the Testament of the Beis. Who ain't no ochel desire, you can't eat. But if you're able to go ahead, and here's a case where a mamzer is not able to eat, but he's causing someone else to be able to eat. So we see even if someone else can't eat, they can cause someone else to eat. So it should be the same case over here. When this woman, the almana, comes in with these avadim, even if they're nichsim milug, they should be able to eat. Why can't they? Amar avina, different answer. Kinyan ochel ka'amar. Kinyan ochel ma'echel. She ain't no ochel, ain't no ma'echel. We didn't mean any person that eats can cause to eat. What it means is any kinyan that can eat. So if you have a kinyan that can be able to eat, then it causes someone to eat. So kinyan ochel meichel. Any acquisition, anything that was acquired, who can eat truma by themselves and can cause someone else to. She'en ochel, eino meichel, is not able to. So over here, she's a kinyan because she gets married. It's called kinyan kaspo. And then since she can't, then the ones that comes afterwards can't eat either. That is one way of understanding it. We're going to see three, I believe. Number two is v'rava. Rava amar, midoraisa meichel ochel, eino chenami, midoraisa, they are allowed to eat. V'rabanan, who goes with the rabbanan came along, they said they're allowed to do it. Kadesh tomer ani, eini ocheles, avade einon ochlim, zona hi atzlok. She's going to say, wait a minute. I'm not able to eat truma. My avadim are not able to eat truma. Zona yet slosh. This woman's a zona to him, meaning about herself. I must be a zona. Hukach achsi lafuke. And what's going to happen? They're going to go out, they're going to get divorced. And that's what we want over here, because she's not allowed to be with him, because she's almana to Kohen Gadol. So therefore, we say midarabanim, we don't allow him to eat, so that she'll come to the stall process and maybe separate from him and get out of these asurim. Number three, Rav Ashi Amar Gezira Shema Taichil. Maybe what's going to happen is she's going to go and feed them truma after the husband dies, and then they're not allowed to have truma anymore. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. If that's what you're worried about, that this woman is going to continue feeding the truma, she can't because she's a halala. And really, Midorai says she's allowed to, the father allowed because of kin and kaspo. But then what happens is the husband's going to die. Who's a kohen, therefore they can't eat anymore, even on a Doraisa level. She's going to continue to feed them. If that's what you're worried, Elamayata, Basi Sol, she needs the kohen, lo taichle, even a regular case. A regular Basi Sol who goes and marries a kohen, she's not allowed to go and give to her avadim their next semilog because the same thing, because there is Shema. Maybe the husband's going to die and they're going to continue feeding them. Says, no. Elam or Avashi, what we mean is we're talking about a particular case. We're talking about it now. Almana Kohenes. This woman who was an Almana is Almana Kohenes, which means originally she was able to eat from her father's house. So what happens is the Asilo Arui, she's going to go and she's going to rationalize and say the following: Meikara Achli B'Truma De Beinasha. I originally ate from my father's house. Beinasha means her father's house. In Sevele Lahayachli B'Truma De Gavrai. Then I went ahead and I married this guy, the Kohen Gadol, and then I'm able to eat from the Truma of him. V'Hashda Adadi Li Lemilse Kamaisa. And now that I become an Almana, he goes and he dies, I'll go back to my father's house, and then my Avadim can go and eat from the father's house. V'Lo Yoda De Meikara Lo Shavisa L'Afshel Chala. She didn't realize. No, in the first case he spoke about, before she actually came and married her husband, when she was by her home, she was allowed to eat, but then she became a halala once she had married the husband. And therefore she can't have truma anymore. If she can't have truma anymore, then the avadim can't have either, and they're going to come to give the avadim, and therefore you don't give it in such a circumstance. Okay, I get it. Tena chalmana kohenes. If you're doing the case with a kohenes, an almana is a kohenes, that makes sense, not to allow her to go and feed the avadim, because she's going to come to make a mistake to feed him in her father's house when she's not allowed to. Almana basiso, make it. But what about a regular case of an Almana Bas Yisrael? Why over there would you say that it's us? So what were you worried? Are they going to eat truma in their father's house? She's not a Kohen anyway. Kohenus anyway. Says the Gemara in a Chinami Bal Menusa Lo Plig Rabbanon. It's a low plug. We don't make any distinction over here. It says Lo Chilkul Ben Almana Lamana. We don't make a distinction with different Almanas, so we don't get confused over here. And really, you would think that Beikar Din, you're allowed to do it, but we say not to do it. And that is it. The Rabbanon to get Din is why you're not allowed to go and do it. Now we get back into the discussion. If you recall, when we were talking about the idea of called Nichsei Tzon Barzel. So the wife comes into the relationship. The general rule is whatever she brings in is becomes automatically Nichsei Melug. She retains the ownership of it, and he just eats the fruits of it, and when they get divorced or die, then she go gets back the original property, even if it went up in value, went down in value, whatever it is. That's the same look. Nichsei Tzon Barzel means when she came into the relationship and she had something of value, and then what happens is she says, you know what, I'm just going to sell you this right now as is, and I want that money to come to me afterwards. Right, so she retains the status of that, and if it goes up in value, goes down in value, doesn't change anything, she gets the value. So let's say the thing was worth $1,000, whatever it is, she should get that $1,000. Now, the question is, what happens when they get divorced if the thing is still intact? So is there some sort of vessel or vase, you know? And what happens if she comes to the relationship? What happens if he gives $1,000 towards it and now they get divorced? If he sold it in the meantime, which he was allowed to, so fine, she gets the value. What if he didn't sell it and it was right there intact? Does she get it or does she only get the money? Itamar. Hamachnes Shum Labailo comes in with property that were evaluated and get it at the end, otherwise known as Nichsei Tzon Barzel. Right, that it was evaluated. That's what she's going to get. He omeres kelai aninotelas. She goes and she says, "You know what? When we get divorced, I'm going to take my kelim. They're right there. I'll take them." Vehu omer, and she says, "Whoa, hold on 1 second. Damim aninos. I'm going to give you the value of it, but now I'm not going to give you the actual thing because we know that when you were sold, it was done in a way that now it belongs to me. It doesn't belong to you anymore. So what are you trying to pull over here?" Right? Rashi says in the beginning, "Kamosh kibalti alai b'shuma me'az hem bechuyusi v'shalihen." So he basically says, "Like this is mine. I'm going to give you." you money, and that's it. And you can go fly a kite. Hadin immi. Who really gets this? We're going to see a beautiful machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda, everybody comes and he says, beep, turn the page. Some above my base. Hadin ima. It goes with her. She could actually go and take the kli with her. What? Says Rashi, that what? The no tell? Vatitol kele. She could take her kli, kelim. Rabbi Ami Amar, no, Hadin Imo, the din is with him, and he just gives the value of it. That's it. Now break it down. Break her down. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Hadin Imo, goes with her. Mishum Shevach Beis Avi Adidahavu. Basically, what we say is that the Shevach, the honor of her father's house, because of that, before she came to a relationship, it belongs to her father and his father and his father. You know, it's like a nice vase, it's an heirloom, a sentimental value. It's still there. Just give that to her. So therefore, she comes out with her. Avami Amar, Hadin Imo, goes with him. Nope. Kevin the Amar Mar, right, it goes with him, because if we take a look at our Mishnah, what does it say? Im Mesu Lo. If the Tzon Barzel Avadim end up dying, then they die. It's his loss. What does that mean, his loss? Because it belongs to him. Vim Mosiru Hosiru Lo. Hol V'chai V'chiruso Yochelu. And it's lost to him. And since it's under his Zacharias, he can go ahead and he can give them Truma. So what do you see? It must be that it belongs to him entirely. And therefore, at the end, he can give value, period. Hold a door, says the Gemara. Are you mean to say that because of the fact that he goes ahead and he now is feeding them, it belongs to him? I'm Rav Safra Mitzke Katani, the Hain Shalom, that the Tzom Barzel, they go ahead and they belong to him? No, it says, Hold the Chai Becherusim Katani. All it says is that he's Chai to go ahead and to feed them. And therefore, he's allowed to go ahead and give truma because of that. But the Ula Olam, Lavdi Deinu, really, it doesn't belong to him. It belongs to her. So you have no raya over here. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. Chol Heichet the Chai Becherusim. In the case where someone is chayav b'achriyus, you have to go and take care of them. In such a case, you're allowed to go ahead and give them a truma, even if you don't own them. But tonight, we looked at the Mishnah, Yisrael shesach haparim mikoin. If a Jew goes ahead, he's not a kohen, he goes and he rents a cow from a kohen, he's allowed to go ahead and give the cow truma, the food. Kashine is a type of food, it's a type of beans, I think it is. Michael... Some sort of food for animals. So Yachlinu Karshine Truma, you're allowed to go ahead and give them Karshine Truma. Oh, why is that? Because really it belongs to the Kohen. Kohen Shesachar Parah Yisrael. But if a Kohen goes ahead and he rents a cow from a Jew, an Israelite, Afal Bishem Mazonah Seh, I love, he still has to take care of it because the Mazonah is on it, but Yachlinu Karshine Truma, you can't go and give it Truma. So you see, even though you're Chai Be'achrayas, if you don't actually own it, then you don't give it Truma. So therefore, it comes back to that Rav Ami actually makes sense when he says that Nichsei Tzon Barzel is going to belong to the Kohen if he's able to go ahead. Now, the husband who's the Kohen, he's able to give them Truma, that it really belongs to him, and therefore he can just pay her the money and not give her the actual property. Gemara now goes back and says, no, there's actually a distinction between the two cases, right? The Kohen actually can go ahead and give the Avadim to eat, even though he's just responsible and he doesn't own them. But when it comes to the animals, he can't give them truma in such a circumstance. V'tizbara, did you really think that those who rented in the case we brought with the Kohanim and the Yisraelim, that they really were taking full responsibility? It's true that they're going to be chayev if it's gnev, it gets stolen or it gets lost. But when it comes to ones, but if something happens beyond their control, or if the animal becomes weak or it loses some of its value, mima chayev, are they chayev to go ahead and take care of it? Are they chayev to pay it back? The answer is no, they're not chayev to do that. The only thing you took on was a chetzi type of being responsible for it. And therefore, you're not allowed to go ahead and feed it truma if he's renting it from Yisrael, and Yisrael is allowed to treat it for truma if it's renting from a kohen. But our Mishnah is talking about where he took on full on achrayas for the Tzon Barzel. And even if they end up getting lost, or they get less or more, so what happens is they're allowed to eat truma, even though they're really considered owned by the wife. So not a raya for Rav Ami at all. So you see, you can't really compare our Mishnah to that one, but if you really do want to compare, you can to another part. Halo dami elu seifa, you can go and compare our Mishnah to the seifa of that Mishnah with the renting. Yisrael shesham para mikoin. Let's say Yisrael goes in and he evaluates the value of a cow that's for kohen. So he rents it from a kohen, but he takes on full responsibility for it. Lo yachilena kashin truma, can't give truma anymore. Aval kohen shesham para miyisrael, the same thing with the flip. The kohen goes and takes on full responsibility for Yisrael. Yachilena kashin truma, you can go ahead and you can give truma. Even though they don't actually take on ownership of it, really it's the original owners have it, still they're able to go ahead and either not give a truma anymore or give a truma depending on the taking of full responsibility. Same thing by us, therefore we don't say that it really belongs to the husband, but he's allowed to go ahead and give a truma, And really, though, it maybe really does belong to the wife. And therefore, when it gets divorced, you have to give it back to the wife. That's what she wanted. That's what she gets. Like Rabbi Yehuda said, Hadin ima. Now, what comes out? Kum tochoyis. Yosef Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Bishil the Pikadur of Nachman. They were sitting after the Shir of Nachman. But Yosef Gamli said, we have a tiny cover said, we have a tiny that works like Rabbi Yehuda says that. It goes according to the woman. It belongs to her. So the tzom barzel, the tanikav seder of Ami, one like Rav Ami who says that it belongs to him. Tanikav seder of Ami, the one that said it belongs to him. We know that if someone has an evan, they not get their eye, they not get their tooth, that the evan goes free. So the Brisa says, tanikav seder of Ami, avdi tzom barzel. If you have a vadim of tzom barzel, which is this case we're talking about, yotzin b'shein v'ayin leish. It goes out with the shein ayin, loses a tooth or an eye, only if it's a man that caused it to happen, the husband of a leisha, but not the isha. So what is that? It comes out over here. Here that it only goes out if it's the owner that does it. And the fact that it goes out from the man must be that the man is the owner, and therefore he has his own barza, and that works in the world of Rav Ami, not in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya kevsid Rabbi Yehuda, v'baisa like Rabbi Yehuda, ha-mechaneses shum l'bailav, they go and they evaluate the value of it and they bring it to the husband, imratza bailim kor lo yimkor. The husband wants to go and sell it, he's not allowed to sell it. He can't go ahead and sell this. Rashi says, why? She'im, yigarshenu, titul kelev. They get divorced, she can take her stuff. V'lo'od, not only that, ela afil hichnes l'shum yishalo. Even if he goes ahead, the husband himself, adds in more property from his own stuff, imratza ba'alimkor, if he wants to sell it, lo yimkor, he's not allowed to sell it. Clearly, it doesn't belong to him if he's not allowed to sell it. It belongs to her. And machru shneim l'pranasa, let's say he sold one of these things, either the one that was set aside from her tzon barzel, he sets aside more tzon barzel for he voluntarily, zeh ha'yamaisel if neighbor b'shem gamliel, v'armen, they actually sold it, and he said, habal motzi mi'ad l'kuchos, the husband's allowed to go and take it back from the one who bought it from him because it wasn't his to be able to sell. Rashi says it's a lomi boy, habal motzi lomi boy de imachar hu below daita. If he sold it without her das umeis, and then afterwards or gersa they get divorced, the he motzi amiyad al kuchos, she can go take it from the ones who bought it. Ela afilu meisahi, even if she died at this stage right now, who motzi amiyad al kuchos, she can go get it. Why the mechira lav mechira? If it wasn't a mechira, kol zman she kayamas, as long as she was around, because it really belonged to her. So we have a price that works like Ravasi. Sorry, like Rav Yehuda is what I meant. Rav Ami and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, that it goes with her. Now, Lamaisa, what's halacha? I'm Rav Nachman. Halacha Rav Yehuda. Halacha is like Rav Yehuda, that the din is with her. She gets to take the property after they get divorced. She can go and say, give me the actual property. And he says, no, I'm just going to give you the value. Nope, she wins. I'm a Rav Nachman. I don't understand. But Tanya, Kavasid Rav Ami. Bryce, which works like Rav Ami, that really the din is with him. He has to only give the money. So it's like, Alpha Gav, the Tanya, Kavasid Rav Ami. Even though you're right, there's a Bryce. Mistabra Tanya, Rav Yehuda. The reasoning of Rav Yehuda makes a lot of sense. Mishum Shevach Besavia. Because she came in with this, it belonged to her father, it's her household, so therefore she can continue and get it back. And that's what we pass on. Like now, says the Gemara, there was a woman. It's the Melsa B'Ksuvasa. She brought into the marriage, it was a fine, beautiful wool coat, and she brought that in. And now, Nichsitzon Barzel and Shachav, when the husband ends up dying, Shaklu Yasmi Parsua Misna, they end up lying it over the dead body. So they had in mind, they're going to use this for tachrichim. Amar Rava, Rava says, kaima misna, that goes ahead and the dead body acquired this thing. Rashi says, tachrichi amis, yisuri hanayin, hektish. The Gamar Sham, we learned it from a drasha in Gamar Sanhedrin. So therefore, it belongs to it, and she can't go and she can't take it. In fact, I understand. Amalei nana berei derav Yosef berei derav alerav kahana. He came and asked a question. Va'amar Rava, amar Rav Nachman, halachas Rabbi Yehuda. We know Rava saying name of Nachman. Over here is Rava also. He says halachas Rabbi Yehuda that it belongs to her. She's allowed to go and take it afterwards. So they do lie down on the dead body. Why does the body get it? She should want to get it. So what's going on? Amalei says back. Milo moder Rabbi Yehuda demachusa gavainu. Isn't he masking the fact that it's lacking actually picking it up and taking it? Right? That means to say, Rashi says afagav the dinima. Even though that's true, the halacha does go with her, she can get to the property. He admits, Modehu, the kol kama, the log of sin, if she didn't actually take it, then labr shusa kam, it's not in her resus. Alashibu de ba'alma, it's just like a lien that you owe it. Isla, alayu, isla, she's a lien on it. Da'im nensu, o nevdu, if it ends up getting lost or something beyond their. Beyond their abilities happens to it. Chai bechirus, and if they're going to pay it up, they came into reshusa yasmi. And then since it's a reshus of the yasomim, they're there. Asi hektish zakedushua yasmi umafka la lishibudai uveyal vildami. It goes ahead and it's makdashit that it's now tachrichim, and now they owe money in place of the fact of what they ended up taking. So doesn't he agree to that? They came to mechusa gavayne bishusakai. Since they're mechusa actually taking it, therefore they still the yasomim were able to go and do this. So there's no steer over here. And Rava tamei, Rava goes according to his own logic. His own reasoning, as we see a list of things Rava says. The Amarava. Let's say I owe somebody $100, and what happens was I go in and I say, all right, if I don't give you the money, you can take this this thing. And what happens is, if I go on a makdash, I think the base hamikdash, I take the lien off it, and now I just owe you money. It still belongs to me during that time period. And chametz also, if I go ahead and I say that I owe the guy something, I say, okay, the chametz is in my house, the chametz still belongs to me, even though there's a lien on it, it still belongs to me, I'm going to be chai for that. Beep, turn the page, some zayin. V'shichur, same idea when it comes to a slave. Let's say I go and I say, all right, if I don't pay you back, you go take my slave. In the meantime, I go and I sell the slave. It works. I'm mishachar the slave. I set it free. It works. I just owe you something. And mafkian midei shibud. All of these cases take off the shibud from it. So you see, it does belong to me still. And so we see Rav actually goes according to his own logic. Now we have one last story time. Well, let me just spell out the last part. And same thing by our case also. She is allowed to go and take the coat. But if she didn't take the coat until they did something with it, it's actually going to work. They just owe her the value now and she can't take the thing. It comes out that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, that the halacha is with her. But if she's got to, you know, be quick to be able to grab it before they do something with it, and then they owe her the money. And now story time. I'm Rav Yehuda. Chnisa lo shnei kelim be'elef zuz. Let's just, she brings into the marriage two kelim, two vessels, and they're worth 1,000 zuz. V'shav chuvam dol shnei elefim. She does it, uses it as nechsei tzom barzel. And then they go up in value, another worth 2,000 zuz. All right, so each one is worth 1,000. Echad notal tabak suba. So one of them she's going to take if they divide, decides to get divorced. She takes one of them because that's, one of them is 1,000 zuz that she's entitled to get, and she can actually take the actual piece. V'echad nosenes damen v'notal tabak. And the other one she can go and she can pay the 1,000 zuz and take the second one. You know why you ought to take that second one? Think Shevach Beis Avia, because of the fact of Shevach Beis Avia, that's like her family's shtiklach, the heirlooms that she's going to take. It says Gemara, my Kamash Shalom, what are you coming to teach us? Shevach Beis Avia Didavi? Trying to tell us that Shevach Beis Avia belongs to her? Ha'am Rabbi Huda Chadazim, we already said that earlier, that we know she let her go and take it because of the fact of Shevach Beis Avia. What are you adding from this story? What are you coming to teach me? Gemara, no, because I'm out with the tema. You would have said that Hani Mili, when is a true Shevach Beis Avia, Hechit Damati Lemishkal B'Ksuvasa. That's only if the kelim she came in with and now she's going out with are the same value from when she came in and when she's going out. Of a Mason Damiu Mishkal Lo. But to go ahead and give more money and take the other one, then we wouldn't say that she has a right to do that. Kamash Milan, she does have the right to do that. That Son Basil retains the status it's hers and she's allowed to go and pay for it and then move forward if she wants. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.